Okay, so get this. We're doing a deep dive today into something kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's about astrology,
Okay.
but like with a twist, you
Yeah.
know? We're looking at why some people think it's
Right.
hilarious to like blame the stars for their, you know, not so great choices.
Interesting.
Like I was reading this piece called Astrology Fails, Why Blaming the Stars for Your Bad Choices is Hilarious. And even the title, like, I'm hooked already. Why is it so funny to put all the blame on, like, the cosmos, you know?
Yeah, it's like we're finding something funny about having this like cosmic excuse.
Right.
The article seems to be pointing out this weird gap between these massive, seemingly random events in space
Yeah.
and then like our own very human, very messed up way of making decisions.
It's like that classic Mercury was in retrograde, so of course I spilled coffee all over my brand new white shirt logic. But
Exactly.
is it really about making fun of astrology itself? Or is there something more to it?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's not so much about astrology as like a whole system. It's more about us as humans and how we try to find someone or something else to blame for the choices we make.
Right.
Even when those explanations sound totally ridiculous, that's what makes it funny.
That makes you think, though, is there like a psychological reason why we do this? Like to deflect blame, are we just hardwired to avoid responsibility?
Oh man, that's a fascinating question.
Yeah.
You're opening up a whole other can of worms here.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot going on between psychology, belief systems, and even just like societal norms, you know?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. We've all heard those phrases, it's written in the stars, or it was meant to be.
Gurgly, yeah.
And even though we say them casually, they hint at this deeper desire to believe that something bigger than us is controlling our lives.
So is this whole astrology fails thing just a funny way of looking at the old debate of free will versus destiny?
In a way, yeah, I think so. The source seems to find it funny how absurd it is to give up control to the stars, like we're saying, the universe made me do it.
It's kind of ironic though, right?
Yeah.
We use astrology for guidance and self-reflection, but then turn around and use it as a scapegoat.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so interesting. It makes us think about all the different ways people relate to astrology.
Right.
For some, it's comforting and meaningful, while for others, it's a way to explain away their actions. This piece definitely leans towards a second one, using humor to point out that contradiction.
So for everyone listening out there, here's something to chew on. Does laughing at these astrology fails mean we're skeptical of astrology? Or is it more about taking responsibility for ourselves?
Yeah.
How does humor help us deal with these tough questions about choices, responsibility, and what we believe?
It's definitely something to think about.
Food for thought, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Until next time.
I see it there.